This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Electric buses will soon be moving skiers around the mountains. As CPR Sam Brash reports, Summit County unveiled three of the new vehicles earlier today.
The Summit Stage Transit Service gives free rides around Keystone and Copper Mountain. Those are colder parts of Colorado, which can be trouble for electric vehicles. Just like your phone, their batteries don't work as well when it gets chilly. Michael Wurzel is the county sustainability coordinator. He says the technology can now handle the temperature drop.
What we hope is you're seeing like some decline in range, but nothing significant enough to worry about.
Wurzel also says the buses will save the county money. While they're more expensive up front, they're far cheaper to power and maintain. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans that his office will prosecute any crimes associated with voter intimidation as people return their election ballots. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Weiser's office says they're taking all reports of intimidation seriously. For example, it's a crime to show up at a polling place or a drop box and simply watch what's going on. It's a crime to campaign within 100 feet of a drop box or a polling place. And it's a crime to mislead voters about dropping off their ballots. The AG's office would not confirm whether there were any active investigations into voter fraud. There are more than 300 drop box locations statewide. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado voters face an important deadline for voting next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Voters who want to receive a ballot by mail must be registered to vote with current address information before Monday, October 26th. But anyone who fails to do that can still register and go to an in-person voting site until 7 p.m. on November 3rd, Election Day. State officials are also recommending that anyone planning to mail a ballot do it by the 26th. After that, the safest option is to drop the ballot in a drop box or at a voting center. The state has already received more than 640,000 ballots. That's far outpacing the early 2016 returns, but that could be happening in part because voters received their ballots earlier this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Aurora has banned police from conducting no-knock raids. The Denver Post reports it's likely the first city in Colorado to do so. The Aurora City Council voted last night to require officers to identify themselves.